Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast is provided by Subchuck Law. Revolution Recap thanks Subchuck Law for their support of our show, local independent media, and their mission of bringing unbiased truth. Revolution Recap would also like to thank Six Point Builders for their support. Six Point Builders are builders of fine custom homes in the Boston metropolitan area.
Welcome to another edition of Revolution Recap. My name is Sam Minton, and we have another special midweek episode. Seth McCumber of the Blazing Musket chatted with Kevin Patrick Egan from MLS Season Pass. He will be calling this weekend's matchup against New York Red Bulls. Seth chatted with him, obviously, about the matchup against Red Bulls, but also got some wrestling talk in there that hopefully you will enjoy. But before we get to that interview, I do want to shout out our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games, available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. And also want to shout out Golasso Kits. Golasso Kits is your home for all your vintage kits from all across the world, whether it be a Revolution kit, a Team USA kit, whatever kit you desire, Golasso Kits has it. Make sure to use code REVSRECAP for 15% off. Once again, that's code REVSRECAP for 15% off the kit of your dreams at Golasso Kits. Now, let's go to Seth and Kevin.
All right, Seth Maycumber from the Blazing Musket. Happy to be joined once again by MLS media personality from Apple TV, who will be on the call this weekend with the New England Revolution take on the New York Red Bulls. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm brilliant. Delighted to be here, Seth. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. It's always good to talk soccer, so I'm in my wheelhouse right now. The Revolution are in an interesting spot right now because they just went to Cincinnati. They get a point, the first team to get a point at Cincinnati Stadium, which is good, obviously. But they also had a lead at one point, so they could have gotten more, which is bad. So if you look back at this result, is that a good or bad result to go 2-2 at Cincinnati?
It's an outstanding result. It's a brilliant result for the Revs, and everything's trending in the right direction. If I'm a New England Revolution fan right now, hitting a transfer window, as we are in right now at this very moment in time, knowing you're not too far away from being the very best team in the league. So I think a really good position, excellent result. Look, it doesn't matter. You have a lead in a game like that. I'll tell you, from having been at TQL Stadium for, two or three games this season so far, every single match has been a sellout at home. 25,000 plus. Raucous atmosphere. The most perfect pitch. That, for me, might be the best stadium in MLS. And the fans in the Bailey bring it each and every week. The quality of player that they have is excellent, but I think it's a case of 1+1=3 when it comes to Pat Noonan's team. And so to stifle them, to stop them from reaching the historic 11 straight wins to start a season at home is a brilliant result for Bruce and the men.
Kevin, I love your positivity there. Bruce Arena, not so positive after the result, although later on kind of warming up to a little bit, saying it's good to get a road point because that's what MLS is. You mentioned it right there, Kevin, saying that the Revs are trending upward. You have the Revs, you have Cincinnati. Are these the two best teams in the East for you?
Ooh, I think Cincinnati for sure. And I think the Revs are right there with Philadelphia. Look, Philadelphia had a really tough start to the year with CONCACAF Champions League play. Didn't exactly perform overly well in the Champions League, had a rough start to things in Major League Soccer. I know they've just got bounced by Atlanta on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but I think Philly will be there or thereabouts. And I would peg them as the joint second best team in the East, along with Philadelphia and New England. Sorry. So that's two teams in behind Cincinnati. Cincinnati, the clear front runner. The one thing I'd say is, I wouldn't put LAFC ahead of New England or Philadelphia right now either. And I know they've been busy, but I called an LAFC game last week end against Dallas. I'm getting all my days confused now. And a very good side, don't get me wrong, but I think they're going through a bit of a tough patch. They have a lot of depth in their squad, but they've lost three on the bounce now and a lot of question marks surrounding Steve Cherundolo's side. So I would put the clear front runner at Cincinnati at this moment in time, and then LAFC, Philadelphia, New England in second place.
That sounds good. The Reds will have a little bit of an issue to deal with this upcoming weekend because they'll be out without Carlos Gil. Bruce Arena was just talking about that, mentioning that his team was unable to question and try to revoke that yellow card for simulation. So they're going to be without that player. I'm not sure if you saw the play at all. First of all, if you did, what did you think of that play? And then second of all, what does it mean to the Revs to lose Carlos Gil this upcoming weekend?
I'll be honest, at this point, I haven't seen the play. I need to look back at that exact moment. I'm working on notes and stuff, and I have him listed as out. So I need to dive in because Bruce clearly wasn't happy. We actually spoke with Bruce about an hour ago. And he was, not pleased with the decision at all. And I asked him, I said, will things change for you? Will you alter the system? Will you alter, will you try a direct replacement? And he laughed and he said, I'd be the biggest idiot in the world if I felt I could slot someone in as a replacement for Carlos Hill. It's just the reality of the situation. That's the case across Major League Soccer. Like Nashville can't just replace Hany Mukhtar. Atlanta can't just replace Giakoumakis. It's the nature of our league. So now what happens? Does Bruce go with two up front? Does he put pressure on Reyes and Nealis at the back for the Red Bulls? Or does he go with an extra midfielder and really try and solidify that midfield? And then, with the way New England play, you've got such strength at the fullback position. I just wonder about the ingenuity. What do you think without Carlos?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think one thing that's been positive this year for the Revs is they've used so many different systems and found success that way. We've seen them play five in the back and really use those outside backs to get forward to create that width. We've seen him play with a single striker. The like for like that you could potentially slot in there is that you could play Jack Paniatu. But obviously having a young player playing on the road in that position, there's question about how many minutes you can play there. But he is a creative player. You could also drop and play Gustavo Bo in that position. Last year we did see Gustavo Bo sometimes play a little bit as a number 10. So I think the strength for the Revs this year is that they haven't stumbled when someone's missing because they have a variety of systems. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend.
Now, I was talking to Sasha Kleshin about the Red Bull style of play recently, and we were just chatting about the what it's like for a player in game. And we can watch it. You and I can watch it, but it's nothing like being there on the field. And he has, played against the Red Bulls for like the Galaxy later in his career. And obviously he's played in that system too. And he said, usually you think you might have a second or two to make your decision. Against the Red Bulls, it's like a half second. So for a young player to step in and play in that role that Carlos plays in, where pressure will be instant, there'll be guys coming in like Drew Yearwood, straight in behind you, ready to strip the ball from you. And you've got to be lightning quick with your decision making. And that for me is where Carlos Hill is missed the most, because his understanding of the game, his smell, his sense of timing, everything he has just exudes class and understanding. And you can't replace a clever player like that. It's very, very difficult. Even dropping Bo deeper, it's going to be challenging because Red Bulls play like a 4-2-2-2. You know, they rely heavily on whether it's Tolkien or Harper at fullback, and in midfield they will just find ways to press. They're all swimming in the same direction, and it's once you figure that out, or if you can remotely figure it out and break through that press, you could be laughing. That's why I'm curious to see will Bruce go with a second up top. Maybe I'd love to see him like would it or could it work with Brioni and Bobby Wood up front at the same time, and just put pressure on Nealis and maybe force those Nealis and Reyes, and then force those fullbacks to stay back a little bit.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I think a lot of us have wanted to see Wood and Veroni play together because they haven't gotten a lot, even during preseason. Just hasn't been a lot of minutes that those two have played. I think to the advantage of someone like Wood is that he's constantly pressing high up the field, trying to create turnovers. Another positive is that Noel Bach came off the injury report. He wasn't on the injury report the last 2 weeks, but he was sidelined with injury. So maybe he comes into the side again. Latif Blessing is someone who can move up the field and put pressures on players as well. So there are options there, and maybe you play a little bit different, like you mentioned.
Ian Harkes, you know, fresh into the group and someone who I know Bruce, like, is buzzing to have in the group. You could tell. I asked him about it because I heard the media scrum. I'm not sure if you were there or not, and the questions asked about Ian Harkes. And Bruce, like, I knew him when he was born. I knew him as a newborn. You know, like, how cool is that? There's a coach, like, he's nearly 72 years of age, who coached against his son last week. And this week, he brings in a player that he knew as a newborn. Like, that is just, it's an amazing story for us to be able to tell about his relationship with the Harkes family and understanding exactly what Ian brings to the group as both a really good fella, but also a good ball player. And I actually think he could complement Matt Polster really well.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the transfer window, like you mentioned. Bruce Arena recently said that we brought in Ian Harkes, that's official. We're going to bring in another attacking player that's believed to be the outside midfielder, Thomas Chonkele, coming down from South America. He said that's possibly going to be it, although he did open the door to transfers within the league, trades within the league. So if you're looking at this roster with Ian Harkes and Chonkele, is that enough? Or do you think the Revolution need to try to add something else to become that top-tier MLS contender?
So wide midfielder for sure. I think there's enough depth in midfield. I think if Bruce in the second half of the season can get a tune out of Latif Blessing, and then Ian Harkes can settle hopefully quickly enough, these are guys competing for a place alongside Matt Polster. I think Matt Polster is a given, right? He's starting for the Revs. I think you get Kessler back. Then further forward for me, like a winger position is absolutely needed. But the way the Revs play, and this when people talk about Bruce's style and or lack thereof, I've heard, which I don't really agree with. The classic Revs goal for me is always wide guys, whether it's Dwan Jones, Brandon Bye, whomever, getting to the end line, cutting the ball back, and those perfectly timed runs. Like the Revs, we talk about it on MLS 360 all the time. We'll see a Revs goal. I'll be like, is that not the most classic Revs goal you can see? And there's a very clear way of playing that both the Red Bulls and the Revs rely heavily on their fullbacks. But I think a wide midfielder for sure. And in saying that, Nacho Heal is returning soon too. But for me, the most important piece for the Revs is a poacher, a goal scorer, someone off the bench who, and maybe that can be Rioni. I'm not sure. I haven't seen enough of Rioni to be convinced by him, to be honest. And I'm sure most Revs fans would agree with me on that. We haven't seen him consistently in the lineup. And it's his second season. Like, I know Bruce is really pleased with his progression, but I'm intrigued. I'd love to see them together tomorrow, if possible, or on Saturday, excuse me, Rioni and Wood. But I think a striker, a goal scorer off the bench, even someone older who can be that, you know, be that presence, just like a Wondolowski type of poacher that I feel the Revs could need late in games in the playoffs.
See, I totally agree with you. One of my big points this entire year is that the Revolution aren't scoring on headers. I believe to this point, you have to check me on this, but at one point when I was doing the analysis of it, they had only scored 2 goals all year on headers. And they're still, you know, scoring off of crosses, like you mentioned, the low crosses, you know, balls in the box, second balls. But like, oftentimes when you get to playoff soccer, it is really stingy. And you need those, you know, corner kicks, set pieces. You need someone who can rise above and put it in the back of the net. And Bobby Wood, who I think has been very, very good, hasn't really shown that ability. Veroni, he seemed like someone who likes to run at the goal. So I think if the Revolution are to add something, I think it'd be good to try to bring in, maybe it's an older guy who's 33 years old, 34 years old, and who's willing to just come off the bench for 20 minutes and try to put the ball in the back of the net. That to me is something that the team's a little bit missing right now, as well as maybe some depth on the back line, because if an injury happens, that's a problem. But that is kind of like what MLS is in general.
Yeah, like a Kai Kamara type you're thinking of.
Yeah, former Rev, Kai Kamara. That'd be an amazing thing to happen.
Former every team at this point, right?
Absolutely. So if we're looking at this team right now, what is one reason why you think the Revs could win MLS Cup?
I think it's very clear to me that everyone's bought in this year. There were lots of reasons why the team fell off the rails last year, missing key players that moved on, you know, like big time pieces that moved on, some injuries too. The year before, that's really from the outside looking in. That's one of those aspects of this team that is difficult to understand, how you could go from being a record setting Supporters Shield winning team to, you know, missing out on the playoffs entirely and not even looking like you're going to come too close. Then this year, everything seems to be back on track again. So it's a curious case study, the Revolution. But I think everybody's bought in. I think the pieces are in play. Bruce Arena is a very steady-minded coach. And now I think you add a goal scorer. I still believe that to win MLS Cup, I think you need luck to go your way, obviously, and keep people fit. But you still need that guy who's going to score over 20 goals a year. And so far, the Revs don't have anyone close. Like, Bobby Wood has 7 goals this season, which is wonderful. A lot of people didn't expect that. I don't know. I think a goal scorer and the Revs could go to the next level.
So is that your big concern? If I were to ask you, what's one reason why the Revs won't win MLS Cup this year? Are you saying it's because they don't have that elite 15-plus goal scorer? Or is there another reason that you'd look at?
Well, it's an interesting one because you say goals, right? But I'm looking at the Revs last, 4 games, let's just say. 3 against Miami, 3 against Orlando, 2 against Toronto, 2 against Cincinnati away. So goal scoring hasn't been that problem. But you know, and you touched on it moments ago, like those really tight playoff games. Look through playoff history. Look at Bruce's teams. Bruce had Robbie Keane, like, who stepped up against the Revs in 2014 and scored the winning goal. Like, maybe it was a winning goal or the first goal. I'm not too sure. I can't remember that one. But it was scoring an MLS Cup against the Revs. Every team, like, look through the years again, whether it's Joseph Martinez with Atlanta, you know, or Columbus Crew at the time, like, you think about what Zeller Ryan was doing production wise, The list goes on of teams that you need that top end guy. And there's only so much Carlos Hill can do. But if you put a top striker in there, or if the Revs could spend money and bring in someone who's that out-and-out striker and that starter for the team, I think they could go a long way. So that would be my concern, because I don't think at the back concerns me too much. Certainly not in goal. I really like the midfield. I would like to see Latif Blessing, you know, really settle in New England, be good personally and everything, obviously, and fit in alongside Polster, because I think they complement each other quite well. And I think you'd be set with a real poacher like a Jovalich. Even if you had like a Jovalich off the bench, that sort of a player for the Revs could do wonders.
Yeah, so it'll be really interesting to see what the Revolution do. Trade's obviously a possibility. Let's shift gears a little bit right now. You obviously wear a lot of different hats. You're a soccer guy. You're a commentator. You also are a commentator for wrestling. What's the difference between calling an MLS match and a wrestling match?
Well, let's start with the similarities, because you're a storyteller. All right. So that aspect of it is very important. And it's helped me become a better soccer broadcaster, I think, in that you think about storytelling as opposed to, well, they've won three of their last five games and you're giving useless nuggets that don't really help tell much of the story. Not that it's useless, but you know what I mean. I think the big difference is wrestling, professional wrestling is a lot of psychology of telling the stories of the characters. Which would be very different than doing a boxing match or doing a UFC match, you know? So very different body language, characters, what story is being told in the ring versus, you know, sports where there's 3 points on the line. It's entirely different. It really is. There are similarities in terms of excitement. You're at 11 out of 10 nearly all the time at WWE, whereas you've got to have your pacing a little bit more down in a soccer game. You could be at a 4 out of 10 when the ball's in midfield, and you're rising to about a 6-7 out of 10 when it's on the edge of the 18-yard box, and you've got to find that balance between the two. But I would say ultimately the common denominator is storytelling.
I'm curious. We just did an article for the Blazing Musket where we looked at the people that came in and actually removed bees from Gillette Stadium. There's a swarm of bees. They called these people in, they removed them, and it was just kind of this wacky moment. We talked to Kaylin Kyle last week, and she said, you know, she remembers when she was a player and she actually found a rat inside her bag. You're traveling around, you're going to, you know, wrestling, yeah, right? You're going to wrestling events, you're going to soccer events. I can imagine there's got to be an interesting or cool story that you've encountered along the way that's kind of unexpected.
So how about last week in Dallas? We're in the open to our game. I'm calling the game with Mariano Trujillo, and this massive bird flies into the broadcast booth, stands on my notes, like a yard from me. And I'm in the middle of leading to like the lineups or something like that. And actually, we were coming out of the third segment right before kick. And it was the GMC head to head. And you could hear, because I watched it back, you could hear us laughing. And I said, folks, I have to tell you, a bird has just landed on my notes. And the bird didn't want to move, like stayed there for maybe 15 seconds and then flew off. But that's as random as you're going to get, really, as you're about to go on and start calling a game. A big bird flies in. Yeah. Honestly, Seth, with the amount of travel we're doing, like, I'm about to take off tomorrow now for a game, obviously, with Red Bull Arena. And then we've got Raw on Monday, and then I go straight to Kansas City. So I'm on the road for 6 days. It's life is nuts right now. And it's always throwing curveballs at you. But as long as we're healthy and happy, that's the main thing.
Kevin, I appreciate the time. I do have to end up some rapid fire questions here. So these don't have to be long answers. First thing that comes to your mind, we often get people to join in on social media to get some feedback as well. They are all going to be wrestling related, okay, as well as soccer related. So we'll see what you think. Very first one, what WWE wrestler could play for the Revolution?
Okay, so you say you need someone who's good at heading the ball. All right.
So
you want passion. You want someone who's going to fit in well in a Bruce Arena team. I'm going to go with the big Scott. I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre to lead the line and throw a few Glasgow kisses at the ball coming in from corners.
I love it. Let's go the opposite way now. Let's go with a Revs player that you think could hang in a WWE ring.
Yeah, it's got to be Andrew Farrell, right? It's got to be Andrew Farrell, the vet. I remember calling games in his first season when he was number one pick in the draft, and he's just a warrior. I would say Andrew Farrell could slot right in as a member of the Judgment Day.
Oh, I like that. I think that would work. Carlos Hill, perennial MVP. He's someone who should probably be at the All-Star game, if you ask me. If Carlos Hill were to make the move to WWE, what would his finishing move be?
Oh, wow. I would say it's something to do with, I would say he'd be part of a tag team and he would tee up someone else for a finish. So it'd be the assist. Like, he'd have to have something called the assist or something along those lines, you know, where Carlos Hill just, he sets him up and someone else comes in with like a neck breaker or something like that.
I love this.
Yeah, Carlos Hill would be the tag team guy, and he just set the table for everybody. Maybe he's a tag team with Roman Reigns, and he sets the table. Roman sits at the head of the table.
Kevin, I gotta be honest; these are more thoughtful answers than I was expecting to get. So I appreciate that. two last ones for you. If the Revs were a wrestler, what wrestler would the Revs be?
Randy Orton. Gritty, experienced, quality, understand how to win, captivate the audience.
I like it. Let's end with Bruce Arena. How good would Bruce Arena be if he was given a mic in a WWE ring?
Oh, man. I don't think he'd be Paul Heyman anytime soon. How good would Bruce Arena be? Well, he'd have to be a heel. Right, like there's no way Bruce would be a manager, and Bruce is managing a heel. He's managing a nasty SOB, right? And he's going to be a no nonsense manager, and he's going to stand in front and he's going to protect the heel that he's managing. But Bruce is going to be a heel manager for sure.
Kevin, love the answers, love the insight on both wrestling and Major League Soccer, as well as the New England Revolution. Really looking forward to seeing you on the call this weekend, 7:30 on MLS Season Pass. Thank you so much for taking the time, Kevin Egan.
Oh, Seth, my pleasure. Keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.